Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last night in the postgame, Biss said, you know what, Schulte, I think BSU may have played better tonight, meaning Saturday, than they did on Friday. That's how this game works sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Schulte. And I don't know if we did or didn't. There were some parts of our game that were darn good last night, and obviously there were some parts of our game that were good on Friday, but it's just hard to sit there and answer that question when you lost the game.
In the first 5 minutes, I think you had 10 shots. I think they blocked about five of them. The way that the game played out after that point, did you maybe need a goal quicker than 11 minutes in?
We got the first goal, though. That's the one thing. I think if they had scored the first goal, Schulte, I would sit there and answer that question and saying, yeah, you're spot on. But we did get the first goal, and then obviously they get the next two. So it would have been nice to get one earlier, but again, you never know how things are going to play out after that as well.
On the first goal, you had a two-on-one rush. Alex Iarullo just puts his head down and goes right to the net. Lo and behold, the puck comes right to him and he gets a goal. Can you teach that kind of instinct, or is that just some guys have it?
Well, I think, again, he's got good instincts. He's got good hockey sense, so he is a guy that's going to sniff something like that out. But it was kind of an odd play. We came, Charlie came off the out of the penalty box, and the puck came out of the zone. So I think Alex, obviously, again, he came off on a line change, so he saw what was going on, and he beat some people up ice.
2 minutes after you scored, they tied it. 20 seconds later, they're up 2-1. What happened in that stretch for you guys?
It was a couple different things. Number one, we turned a puck over in the offensive zone. We didn't get a puck deep. Still wasn't really probably a big threat, but, they get a partial 3-on-2, and they do a pad pass and score. And, that was, in the first goal, it was just kind of an unfortunate play. But the bottom line was you got to minimize your mistakes, Schulte, because every play matters right now.
In the postgame, you said that you defended slow last night. Was that in particular D zone, neutral zone, forecheck, backcheck, or everywhere?
Well, I said that we did in the first period. I said we defended. I thought we just defended a little slow in the first, and I thought we got better as the game progressed. But, no, we just didn't – I just didn't think we attacked it. I'm talking the defensive zone, by the way, and I just didn't think we attacked and took away time and space as quick as we need to.
Zach Driscoll gave up more goals last night than we're used to seeing. There were all of tips and redirects and everything. I don't know if he had much of a chance on any of them. But defensively, how does the other five guys on the ice need to help him out a little more tonight?
Yeah, and again, I don't want to sit there and blow things out of proportion. I mean, one of them, one of the plays took a weird carom off the end wall by the Zamboni gate. The other one went off the referee, and then they made a play off it. I mean, our wingers were going to the wall thinking the puck was going to go there. And, so there were some unfortunate bounces too. So I'm just going to let it go from there because, again, I think it's just those are some things that you can't control. And sometimes those are some things that are going to happen during your game.
North Court Territory when we continue. Pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. We talked last night, Tom, about the intensity of the playoffs. And, boy, I can remember back in the 80s and 90s, seems like every whistle, every referee had to come in and break something up in front of the goalie. And yeah, it's intense, but is it nice to have that nonsense taken out of the game here in the last decade or so?
Yeah, it is, Schulte. I never was into it because it was phony posturing. You can't fight in college hockey. And so it's one of those things that just kind of drive you nuts. But I think our game's better off right now with the way it's being played.
Two road teams have already won this weekend, one in triple overtime. Since realignment, has this league been this deep?
No. I think this is the deepest it's been. I think I'm going to go with you on that one, Schulte. I mean, it's a bear right now.
On to tonight, my game three of a series, game seven of a season series. Do you have to say anything about the Lakers, or is it more focus on the Beavs tonight?
It's pretty much on us, and we talked a little bit today. We didn't get into too much dialogue today. We didn't even watch video. We just talked about a few things that we might have to do a little differently, but that's about all. And a lot of that's just habits. A lot of it's just our habits, and I think so. I guess we're more concerned with us.
They blocked a ton of shots last night. At times, I'm not even sure your point guys could see the net or the goalie. They had so much traffic in front. When they're packed in that tight, do you need to generate more offense from down below the goal line?
Well, it's hard because that's where all their numbers are. I mean, you just got to, you got to get pucks low. There's no question. You got to get pucks through. But then you have to have quick puck recovery and make plays off that.
How can you disrupt some of the their defensive structure just by moving guys around and causing a little chaos?
Yeah, I think you got to shoot quick. You got to try to move the puck quick. Try to get the puck to the weak side of the rink. Just try to – again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the puck through or to the weak side of the rink before all their numbers can get back to the front of the net.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Joel.